The State Gaming Commission today considers changes to a deal over the land proposed for a casino in Everett, a meeting called after state investigators discover there could be hidden investors in the land. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby will recuse himself from today's hearing because of business and personal ties to one of the landowners. Today's meeting comes amid mounting pressure on Crosby, who's now the target of a lawsuit by Caesars Entertainment. Caesars claims Crosby's ties to the Everett land led him to unfairly influence a competing casino bid that Caesars was involved with and cost the company millions of dollars. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
Caesars had hoped to develop a billion-dollar casino at Suffolk Downs but was dropped by the racetrack after a negative background report by Gaming Commission investigators. Among the red flags they found were ties between a Caesars investor and the Russian mafia. The company denied the allegations and said it would restructure its proposal. But the commission, led by Stephen Crosby, recommended the racetrack drop Caesars as its gambling partner, and it did. In its lawsuit, Caesars alleges that Crosby influenced the commission's investigators to be tougher on it than other casino developers, that the commission's actions tainted Caesars' reputation and cost them millions of dollars over the 2 years it took to put together its racetrack deal. The suit also charges Crosby failed to disclose a potential conflict of interest. It wasn't until later that he disclosed business ties to an owner of land in Everett, where Wynn Resorts wants to build a casino. Caesars and Wynn were in competition for the sole casino license in the Boston area. Neither Caesars nor the Gaming Commission will discuss the pending lawsuit. But in a statement released late yesterday afternoon, the commission says the suit is without merit. Commissioner Crosby has recused himself from voting on issues connected with the Everett casino deal, including one later today. But earlier this week, Crosby said he will continue to be involved in deciding the fate of the Suffolk racetrack bid, citing the commission's open decision-making mechanism.
Every word I utter about this business is on our website and in a transcript, and the video is streamed live on the web. And I think that will help fair and reasonable people understand that I am exercising reasonable judgment in being a part of this process, because it's such a transparent process.
But now, the pressure is clearly on Crosby. Boston Mayor-elect Marty Walsh says Caesars' lawsuit blurs the casino selection process. Asked if Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby should step down, Walsh responded, "It's hard to say." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.